Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me this morning, I have Mike Ponte and Billy Heron. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Good morning.
So to what do I owe this honor for having you both here in the studio at the same time?
Well, we'd like to advertise our 22nd Annual Veterans Breakfast that we're going to have on November 11th this year, Tuesday, from 5:30 to 10:30.
That's awesome. And where's that going to be at, Mike?
That's going to be at the United Veterans Club on Capitol Street, 1914 West Capitol, here in Grand Island.
All right. Billy, what are they having to eat?
Well, you name it, and it's there. They're going to have ham, sausage, fried potatoes, fruit, biscuits, and gravy. If you go hungry through this buffet, it's going to be your own fault. And if you don't think there's enough there, the American Legion Auxiliary ladies all have homemade banana bread on top of it.
Oh, my goodness. Did I see scrambled eggs, too?
Thank you, ma'am. Jesus. Yes, ma'am.
I love that. Now, who eats for free?
Our veterans eat for free, and the public is $6 a person.
That is a great deal. Sold American, as far as I'm concerned. Is this open to the public?
Yes, it is. It's open to anyone that wants to come in. They don't, you know, the veterans can come in, but they can bring anybody that's not a veteran with them.
All right. And do you have some hosts that you'd like to thank or anything like that?
All the organizations of the United Veterans Club are involved in this. We have the VFW, the VFW Auxiliary, the American Legion, the American Legion Auxiliary, the Sons of the American Legion, the American Legion Riders.
Okay. That's fantastic. Now, okay, so this is going on Veterans Day. It's the 22nd Annual Veterans Day Appreciation Breakfast. Now, let's talk about people that might be struggling with a little food insecurities right now. You guys, we were talking about this earlier. What's happening with our government shutdowns right now?
Well, we have several veterans that collect SNAP. And of course, they won't be getting their SNAP.
Right.
We have active military family in the area. They're not collecting a paycheck. So we are stepping up at the club to have a food box there. It could be a can of soup if you want to just drop off that. Anything that you can afford to drop off.
They can drop it off at the Vets Club?
Yes, ma'am.
Are we thinking like non-perishable food items?
Gas cards.
Yes.
I mean, there's... Our disabled are getting their check, but still, that's not stretching when you got to pay for food and rent both.
Exactly.
And so gas cards would be great to help them get back and forth to appointments.
Right.
Any help that can be. And I don't want to take away from the food pantries here in town that I know they're going to be hurting too.
They all are. I think we all are. They're really struggling at this time. So if people are looking in their pantries, if you've got extra that's non-perishable, that every little bit helps.
And if you want to split it between them,
yeah,
take some to one food pantry, take some to us. We also have a food pantry at the VA Medical Center for veterans that need some help.
Right. What if somebody wants to drop off, oh, I don't know, some money for people to get a gallon of milk or maybe even some meat? Would something like that be possible to donate?
Yes, ma'am. We'll make arrangements.
Okay.
It'll get to one of us.
Right.
And we'll make sure it gets to the right people.
I love it. I love it that you guys are doing this. Go ahead, Mike.
One thing I wanted to say about the Vets Club is that you can bring it in from like 11 till 1,
okay,
and then we open again at 3 o'clock.
Okay, 11 to 1, and then you open again at 3 o'clock. How late are you open?
9 o'clock.
Till 9 o'clock. Okay.
So they were just closed for those few hours, and then... We're ready the rest of the time. And if we see you at the door, we'll come open it.
Very good. Well, you know, this is a really hard time right now in our country with this government shutdown and people that are not getting their food that they need or their money. So I'm really happy to hear that you guys are doing this to help alleviate some of the stress on our food banks around the area and our churches. I know we're all trying to help during this time, and hopefully... this won't be lasting much longer, fingers crossed. So anyway, again, they can, you tell them again, Billy, where they can drop it off.
United Veterans Club, 1914 West Capitol.
Perfect. Okay. So let's tell our listeners again about Veterans Day. Tell us again.
One of the best breakfasts in town.
Yes.
Charlie Becker and her crew. Well, I should say I'm part of the crew, but Charlie Becker and she works her fingers to the bones to get this ready every year.
All right.
Mike's on the committee. You know, these guys, they make sure you walk in there, there's a meal.
And you're not going to leave hungry if it is it's your own dadgum fault, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
5:30 to 10:30.
The 22nd Annual Veterans Day Appreciation Day is Tuesday, November 11th, from 5:30 in the morning until 10:30 in the morning at our beautiful United Veterans Club here in Grand Island. Mike, what are they eating again? They've got a heck of a buffet.
I'll just read you the whole list.
Okay.
How's that? Scrambled eggs, ham, link sausage, fried potatoes, fruit, biscuits and gravy, banana bread, which is homemade by our American Legion Auxiliary, and coffee and juice.
This is perfect. And it's free to our veterans, and it's only $6 per plate to the public. More than likely, you'll see me, Lou, and Jim, Franzman, and
we do every year.
Jim and all that. We have to come down for the breakfast because it's always wonderful. Well, is there anything else you guys want to add?
No, no. Thanks for letting us be here and tell people about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is, you know, I love my vets. I always have, always will. Thank you guys for coming in. I really appreciate it. We'll have you back again. We always do.
Thanks, Renee.
Thank
and
you.
To our listeners, thanks for tuning into the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.